From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Yurok Tribe has issued a statement concerning the resignation of its executive director. It reads, "Today the Yurok Tribe has accepted Javier Kinney's resignation as executive director of the Yurok Tribe. In an effort to protect our employees and those who work with the Yurok Tribe, our human resource policies require personnel issues to remain confidential." It goes on to say, "Accordingly, the tribe has no further comment on Mr. Kinney's resignation. The tribe is committed to ensuring the peace, harmony, and protection of individual human rights of all individuals who come into contact with our membership and employees. To address questions or concerns from the community regarding the tribe's sexual harassment policy, the tribe takes the opportunity to both acknowledge the historic trauma of our communities and the ongoing need to create a healthy work environment." Early Tuesday, Arcade of Fire responding to a blaze in a travel trailer, the 2300 block of Central Avenue in McKinleyville. Crews arrived to a fully involved residential RV travel trailer with fire spreading to a neighboring trailer and a vehicle parked nearby. Crews from the McKinleyville station were on scene in less than a minute, immediately began extinguishing the burning RVs and were able to protect two other adjacent travel trailers and other parked vehicles. They gained control of the fire in about 15 minutes. Extinguishment was hampered by a number of propane tanks burning around those trailers. 32-year-old Duncan Devine of Eureka is among those rounded up in connection with a reported home invasion robbery in the area of Douglas City. Once on the scene, it was determined that a robbery had not actually occurred. However, residents saw several suspicious subjects in the area who appeared to be casing homes. Several weeks prior, two armed subjects were seen in the area, and the residents thought they may have returned to rob them. Law enforcement searched the area and located a reported suspect vehicle and detained the only occupant. A continued search yielded the discovery and detention of remaining subjects who had taken off on foot in various locations around the scene. During the investigation, it was discovered that the four suspects had burglarized a building and had also stolen growing marijuana from an outdoor garden. Well, the city of Arcata recently held a 2019 surplus property auction where members of the public had the opportunity to bid on surplus city property, including custom-made desks, office furniture, office equipment. All items not sold are being offered free to the public on a first-come, first-served basis. Community members with interest in viewing or receiving surplus items can stop by the city manager's office at 736 F Street between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Friday. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.